Good morning. You're listening to Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie. Every Friday here on 1150 AM KKNW, I'll be introducing you to fascinating people, fun places to visit, and activities that are guaranteed to lift your spirits. Today we're celebrating art, music, and community. And do you know who that was, Benny?
Well, I do personally, yes, because he's got the magic fingers.
And he was here August 2019 in the studio playing.
Just before things started to shut down, he got in.
Live in the studio, and joining us is Kevin Kenneker. Good morning, Kevin.
Hi.
Where are you at right now? Are you in Kamehameha or Lake Stevens?
I'm in Lake Stevens.
Lake Stevens. So what I want to say is, where did you meet me, Kevin?
I met you at Elder Bay Grocery. Can't really recall the year. I was hired to play there for a two-hour long set, and I barely made it there that day, actually.
Well, and I was having one of those days, and we mentioned on the interview 2 years ago that I didn't want to talk to anyone. I was just going to get my famous hamburger from Elder Bay Grocery, and then I heard a guy in the corner, and I saw you, and I actually took a video of you, and you're like, what are you doing? But you sounded so original and different, and I guess what I did is about, I friended you, shared that video, and then about 2 weeks later, I said, anybody want to be on my show? And who reached out to me?
It was me.
You. And that's how you got on my show. So that's kind of magic, and you're back here again. And I had John Blackstone on my show. He's a friend that graduated with me. He's been on the show twice. And he and you went to, you were on Rock the Church Northwest last weekend, and you were...
Yes.
First, and then John Blackstone, then you came on. And so it was just kind of serendipitous, and I really wanted to bring you on again. Hopefully one day you'll be playing live with me somewhere, but in the studio didn't work out. But it's exciting to know that you're still playing music. You sound amazing. And how was that experience last weekend?
Oh, it was awesome. A friend of mine, Kathy, she works really hard with Rock the Church Northwest, and she started all of it, and she just worked her fingers to the bone that entire weekend, you know, getting a lot of other different artists, myself included, to show up and show everybody what they got.
And coming out of these 2 years, was that essential for you to get together with other people and with your belief system and play music?
Yes. I had canceled every show that I was playing. I got into alcohol severely, and I almost died. So I've been sober for over 100 days, and that was the first show I had played since I had stopped drinking.
Well, and that's, I feel church was essential, and during this time it's been really, really rough to be with other like-minded people for that support system. And I know my son had some problems with the same problem a year and a half ago in the middle of this, you know, drinking and having issues. He's doing really well now. But yeah, it was being locked up all by himself. So we're making it through. And I want to bring on Josh Flickner from Elder Bay Grocery. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, Dina.
Do you remember Kevin?
Yes. The guy who plays the guitar so well, his fingers bleed from time to time, right?
I think he said that.
That's passion right there.
Yeah, and so who hired him, you or Brandon?
Oh, that was all Brandon. Yeah, I can't take any credit for that. That was all Brandon.
And I want to mention Brandon. I remember when he first started working for you and how far he's come, and to watch him blossom. Now he's on the chamber, in the chamber of Kamehameha Island. So Josh,
most people just think he's the owner of Elder Bay, which is fine. Yeah. That's fine. I'm a behind the scenes kind of guy.
And he was just a kid when he started. So it's been fun to watch the place blossom. So how do you know me, Josh?
We met through the Kamehameha Chamber of Commerce about 10 years ago. I believe I was a board member at the time. And you came on and you helped us with events and just kind of some of the day-to-day operations, if I remember correctly. But then it just kind of continued on from there, even after you moved on. And I think I've been on your show here a couple different times.
And you sponsored a lot of our events, and we worked well together. And I want to thank people that are community oriented and are working for all of us. and explain how Elder Bay grew into what it is now, the grocery store.
Oh, boy. how much time do we have? No, just kidding. We'll do, yeah, my mom and dad bought the store in 1992. I've been working there since I was a little kid. And we set out to make it a destination. That was something that when I kind of started taking over, I said, well, this could be a lot bigger than it is. And just over the many years, we've worked very hard to make it exactly that. And I think on most metrics, we've achieved that. I'm also a bit of a never satisfied in business kind of guy. So to us, we never consider ourselves to have arrived. And Brandon has absorbed that philosophy himself. So, you know, if you go out to the store or the restaurant there, you see him just constantly reinventing. He just told me yesterday he's got an old flatbed, like antique pickup truck that he's putting out there this weekend to be a stage for our live music outdoors all summer long. And last year we were getting huge crowds filling the parking lot, filling our outdoor seating area. So yeah, just never stopping, just keep going. So,
well, and two, I was there. It's a gaming place too. And you're a gamer.
I am a gamer. Yes. Yes. Although the gaming is definitely, you know, in our subline, right, of Journey's End Cafe, it's food gathering games. So games is a piece. Absolutely. We've got a cool library there. You can play board games for free while you eat. But you know, the gathering component with brewery nights and music, which technically don't have anything to do with gaming. And then just first and foremost, simple, good food and fast. So, you see though, like a live music night, you might also see, you know, some kids in the corner playing like Magic or Pokemon or something while there's live music going on. So it's an environment where people really feel comfortable to, just kind of coexist, which I think it was part of the point when we started it. So
and family friendly, and that's what I only promote family friendly over by 10 o'clock, you know, events, because I want my kids to be able to go, my grandkids to be able to go. And I was on the end of the island, didn't have really good internet, and so I would go in there and I would work because you have Wi-Fi. And that was probably, that's how I met Danny Kaufman, that's how I met all the artists, you know. It was like, your place was that. Without that place, especially at the end of the island, what is there? Nothing. Kama Beach. I mean, so over the years, you have been on the show, but we talked about events. So we have the Mother's Day tour, Kamano right now. We had our first weekend Mother's Day. Now you're doing it this weekend. It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I believe. Marcus Ellinger, Glass Quest. That's another event we have. Yep. During February. Gosh, what else? Oh, crabbing.
Yeah, crabbing season's coming up. Just boating and shrimping season in general starts this month. Yeah, like you said, second week of Mother's Day tour, we did the Glass Quest. We've been involved with the Glass Quest from day one. When I first heard of that event, I think I was still on the chamber board at the time. Any event that directly brings businesses or directly brings customers into a business's door, short of forcing them to make a purchase, you can't get any better than that. And so I, from day one, was sold. I was like, this event is awesome. Sign me up. How can we be, I want to give a ball away every day. Like, let's just, yeah. So that's been a good one, but yeah, crabbing season's coming up here. And we'll be a pretty bustling hub for that. We're just a mile and a half away from the state park there. So just going to get tons of people camping and boating and crabbing. So,
yeah. And I have to say, the Glass Quest event, why it's so important, it's off season and people have to buy park passes. So when Tom Riggs and I were in the board and we saved the Glass Quest event because Mark and Marcus Ellinger are so lovely, right? And what they were doing was so great. We came up with some money for him. But he sold more park passes in February than during crabbing season. That says a lot.
Wow. Yep.
So that's what we want. We want two-day events where it brings people to the island off season. Because really, July, you don't want to market July would be or Camino. It's a very, very busy place during crabbing season.
Yeah, there's plenty going on during that. But yeah, those off season and it's such a great like win-win-win cycle. I mean, this is kind of like the boring behind the scene details, but from a Chamber of Commerce standpoint, you know, you've got the people don't know this, but when they stay at a hotel in Island County, and this is true in many counties, but you're paying a small tax that's going usually into like a tourism fund, and then the county tourism, you know, commissioners and whatnot, they then distribute those funds back to organizations and the local chambers to then keep doing events and spurring marketing to bring people back, and then the cycle continues. So that was something I really loved, is you get people who come up, stay for a few days, you know, they're paying that tax, they're contributing to the local economy, and then the county gives those dollars back to the chamber, and then the chamber just keeps supporting the event. Everybody wins. Like, everybody's winning in that. So,
and how do I know? Because I worked for them. The hotel motel tax. I love
That's
all
right.
that stuff. And it's a 2-day event off season, and anyone can do it. If you're a nonprofit, you can do it. And so I'm kind of so psyched to be back to where I am. Kind of the doors are opening and I can do events again. But the last time we really met in person was in Leavenworth, because you gave, you know, Brandon's taken over. You moved to Leavenworth and you got the fest hall, and things were kind of moving for you. They were moving for you then. And I was hoping to do a 2-day music festival with you off season.
Oh, that was going to be so fun.
God, I know.
It was going to be very fun. Yep. Oh. Yeah, things were really, I had just taken over in 2018, the Leavenworth Event Center there, the Fest Hall. It was fun. My company was really, I feel like we were really knocking it out of the park. We were attracting big corporate retreats in the off season to town. Just enhancing, you know, Oktoberfest and the Christmas lighting and all that. Weddings, we were becoming a kind of a destination for weddings, and yeah, so that was going to be a lot of fun. Yours wasn't the only event. I had a Comic-Con idea too that I think would have been really good.
Well, and because of the past and the way you and I have grown together and worked together, that's how I felt it was so right. And I just, but you know, that was 2019, and that was probably early winter, fall. And so things turned out.
I think
out
it was different. The end. I think it was like almost the end of 2019.
Yep, it was. And so we were going to do it May 2020, start a small little musical event. And Magdalene was going to be in it. She's been on the show multiple times because she's moved to Snohomish, back to Snohomish. And that's another thing I want to talk to Kevin about. So, Kevin, let's talk about Wired and Plugged in Snohomish. How important was that to you?
That was probably the only place that I played besides church when I was 16 in Snohomish.
And it was started by a couple, and then they passed it off to another couple. But they've all been on my show. And because I was the Main Street director of Snohomish, I started a music festival called Taste of Snohomish. And Magdalene and Alexander Bishop, who came from that coffee shop, and was family friendly, you know, Native American flute. They had a jam club, and it brought all these beautiful kids in. And then I did an after school gathering because they got out at noon in Snohomish. So all those kids have been on my show, but they're all 30-ish plus, and a lot of them are all playing music. What am I saying? But the importance of that place that others can see you shine, like Wired and Plugged or Elder Bay when Kevin was playing. So, Kevin, what happened when they closed down?
I was really bummed out. It really sucked because I was just a kid, you know.
Did you go to the Thumbnail Theater?
I have gone to the Thumbnail Theater, I have.
So I started that open jam. So basically, I got somebody from the Main Street program. We moved all the kids over to the Thumbnail Theater with Tim Noah, and that open mic is still going. So that money, right, that we get from the hotel motel and all that stuff, if we could just direct it into the right places, it's so important. So Leavenworth kind of didn't work for you, Josh. And then what happened?
Well, then I decided that Moscow, Idaho would be a good place to raise a family. And, you know, what, 3 hours away from Elder Bay, 6 hours away, it doesn't really matter when you got awesome team running the business. So yeah, I walked away from the fest hall management. On a good note, it was a good note. They gave me a shining letter of thanks. Yeah, moved over here, started an e-commerce business. We're actually growing very rapidly in that sphere. JourneysEndGames.com. It's a Magic the Gathering singles buy sell trade. And we're actually becoming pretty quickly a well-known and top-rated vendor on all the marketplaces that sell Magic cards. So I actually just in the last year, the last 12 months have been traveling. Most of my time is actually spent traveling now. I've been doing Comic Cons as a vendor. In fact, in 2 weeks from today, I'll be in Texas in Dallas-Fort Worth for Collecticon, which is a massive new Comic Con that has sprung up. They were the first one that I'm aware of that even while some states were still in lockdown, Collecticon launched in Texas. And their first event, they had thousands of people. Super fun people. You could just tell they were desperate for human interaction. And then they did a couple more in Texas, Houston, their third one. They had like 18,000 people in summer of 2021. So that's been keeping me very busy between the restaurants, Elder Bay, and Journey's End Games. So
we got two restaurants, and that's new to me that you're actually living your passion. That's what I have to share too, that I know a lot of kids on the island that were gamers that thrived in Elder Bay and in that Journey's End. You know, they're still thriving because they have a place to hang out.
Yeah. I'm not obviously a direct part of that, the current, you know, wave of kids. Although I was out there a couple months ago and it was pretty neat to see some of the same obviously they're older now, but some of the same teenagers that when I was out there regularly and playing Magic with these kids and keeping the shop open late and giving them a place to hang out. And some of them are still coming in. And so that was really neat. And now we're just kind of trying to do the same thing here. We opened a Journey's End Cafe here in Moscow. So this is our first attempt at a second location. And we're only on like our ninth month right now, I think. So seeing what we can do, trying to do the same thing here, you know, build community, build bridges, connect people who otherwise might not connect or might not even like each other. But through tabletop gaming, they find that they have enough in common to sit down from each other and have fun. So,
yay. And again, Kameno is a little bit out there. People are shocked when they get out there. There's no Walmart or anything. Like, what? There's not five gas stations to choose from? No. So Josh Place has gas. It's a place to eat. I love your food. I miss your hamburgers so much. It's a convenience store, so that's where you get your ice and stuff. But I have to say, too, I saw that Jack Gunther was a highlighted artist. So art, music, and community. And a lot of artists hang out in your spot, in your place. And like I said, that's where I met him. But, yeah. I'm missing. I'm having a homesick. I lost 2 years of my life, like everybody else. But you know, I don't make it to Kameno because I'm so focused on Woodby. And but yeah, Kameno Island has the studio tour going on this weekend. What would it be under? CAA, Kameno Arts Association, probably.
Yeah, I think it's called the Mother's Day Studio Tour. I think. Yeah, but yeah, Kameno Arts Association is the organization that puts it on.
And so, do you have any of the musicians coming up? I know Danny Hook was supposed to play or did play.
I'll be honest. I don't know the schedule off the top of my head. I'm working on, my brain's kind of on trying to line them up over here in between traveling. So, Brent, again, it's such a privilege to have, you know, a team out there that I don't even think twice. I don't worry about anything. They run that place as though it's their own. And Brandon being the captain of that ship. All I know is yesterday when I talked to him, he was telling me about the stage and he's got a very juicy lineup for the summer for the outdoor music. So,
well, I'm
Facebook, our Facebook page will have everything as we get it updated, as we get the schedule, it'll be on the social media.
Journey's End Cafe?
The Elder Bay one is probably the better one. But yeah, technically there's two Journey's End Facebook pages because there's the one for Kameno and the one for Moscow. The one for Moscow is easy because it says Journey's End Moscow. But if people don't know that, they might accidentally get confused. We've had somebody call the Moscow and they're like trying to order food for the Kameno spot. That happened once. So only once though. So I've been surprised, pleasantly surprised with how it hasn't happened that much. So
awesome. And Kevin, I want to tell you about Soul Food Coffee House. That's another place that is very family friendly and musicians go there. A ton of those kids have been on my show. Have you ever heard of Soul Food Coffee House?
I've never heard of it.
That's your homework. You got to look it up and go check. I mean, it's a great community
great
of musicians
spot.
And
great
artists.
Spot.
That's where you need to go next. And, of course, playing at your church. So how can they listen to you with the Rock of the Church Northwest? Go to your Facebook page, or is there a place they can see you play on YouTube? Or
yeah, you just type in Kevin Adam Kenneker, KIENEKER on YouTube, and everything that I have ever recorded is on there.
So what do you think about that, Benny? He just said, who's this dude? And then he realized you were in the studio with
right.
us. So, cool, yeah. And then at the end of the show, we're going to play, it's called Home?
Yes, at the very end of the show, yes. Correct.
And through breaks, the song is called?
Rusted.
Rusted. Mm-hmm. So you can hear him a couple more times, and we'll end the show with Kevin Kenneker, Home. Well, I want to thank you both for being on the show. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you for having me.
All right, maybe I'll come see you in Moscow. Moscow.
<It's> Moscow.
Moscow. Moscow. I'll see you someday on the road, I'm sure. Thank you, both of you. Bye, Kevin. Bye, Josh.
Bye.
You're listening to Lift Your Spirits. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more. Lift Your Spirits with me, Dina Marie, on Whidbey Island. I'll be a tour guide for your spirit and a travel agent for your soul. Retreats include a healing session for your body, your mind, and your spirit. You'll receive a Reiki session plus a chakra reading, experience a labyrinth in the woods, take a walk on the beach, and enjoy downtown Langley with me. Retreats are customized for you or a group of friends. You can visit dina-marie.com to connect with me today. Island Time is waiting for you.
Mark your calendars for the 2022 Northwest Green Home Tour on two Saturdays, May 7th and 14th. The tour is a free hybrid tour, a mix of virtual and live sites. This is a free opportunity to see firsthand the many ways that environmentally conscious design and construction can benefit not only the planet as a whole, but your local community, your family, and you. This year's tour features green building approaches that can put more money in your pocket by lowering your energy costs or even eliminating them altogether. They will show you remodels, new builds, backyard cottages, single-family residences, co-housing, and condos. The homes on the tour boast a variety of green building certifications: Passive House, Build Green, and Net Zero. To RSVP for your free tickets, visit nwgreenhometour.org for the schedule and more details. That's nwgreenhometour.org.
Are you planning your next move? We know it can be stressful, but at a Swift Move, you can relax and leave the work to us. You can put your mind at ease that your personal items will be safe throughout the entire moving process. To get a free quote from licensed professionals so you can compare and save, call us at 425-309-0577. That's 425-309-0577. So make your next move a swift one and give us a call.
Lift your spirits with us every Friday at 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. on 1150 a.m. KKNW Seattle. We will be introducing you to fascinating people, fun places to visit, and activities are guaranteed to lift your spirits. Miss a show? No worries, you can visit 1150kknw.com and click on our archive page or like Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie on Facebook for upcoming guests and events. to contact me, Dina Marie, visit dina-marie.com. Thank you so much for listening.
Need help getting started with self-help? You came to the right place. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Welcome back. You're listening to Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie. People, place, and activity to lift your spirits. Woot, woot. We're going to Whidbey Island, Kamano to Whidbey. And joining me is Marian Miskowski.
Yes.
And what's your position?
I'm the Director of Programs and Communications at Goosefoot Community Fund on lovely South Whidbey Island.
Okay, I'm going to go back February 2020 when I interviewed Sandy Whiting. And I said I was Dorothy that flew over the rainbow and I landed at Bayview Cash Store. She talked about all the amazing things that were going on. We had our Bayview Healing Suites grand opening March 21st, 2020. And then we all know what happened. And I just feel like all of a sudden, I feel like my heart is opening again because I get to be seeing you in person. I get to go dancing and go to the farmer's market. So let's talk about goosefoot.org.
Sure. We are a community and economic development nonprofit on South Whidbey Island. We're 501c3. And when you mentioned the show was about art, music, and community, that's a big part of what Goosefoot is and does. Not the only thing we do, but a very big part of what we do.
And when I got there, I interviewed the tap room. I had Rosalie on the show, but it was too loud, so we went upstairs to the Bayview Healing Suites, and someone said, hey, you can use my room. It's quiet in here. And about a half hour later, Sonia, who I knew before from downtown, she's an acupuncturist, I was almost hooked up. Didn't even live there yet. I still lived on Kamano. I was going to rent her room. Then the spoiled dog, I babysat there right about that time, and it kind of convinced me. I babysat her dogs. To move to Whidbey Island. And it was just everything was opening up so beautifully. And then we did that show. It was the last show that actually promoted events because everything shut down in March. But yeah, we have the Bayview Healing Suites upstairs, a yoga studio, the art show that goes on inside the Bayview Cash Store. We have a tap room, the donut shop, bike shop, go on and on. What else?
Oh, it's Bayview Farm and Garden, which is 3 acres of beautifully landscaped goods. We have, should we talk about the street dances?
Sure. Well, I want to also tell everyone, I don't know if you knew, when everything shut down, I got lonely, so I went to a grocery store and worked for 4 months. So I worked at Goosefoot for 4 months.
Oh, the Goose Grocer. You know, I want to do a shout out, actually, to our sister island, Kamano. It was lovely hearing Josh talk about the Elgin Bay Grocery Store, because Goosefoot, the organization that I work with, also owns a grocery store called the Goose Community Grocer. And it's a community grocery store that gives back its profits right back into the community. So that's another part of what we do as well that really supports our community in a lot of different ways, especially with essential needs.
And how you guys support the businesses during the time that we went through, oh gosh, that little hub from Langley to Bayview Cash Store, it's so community oriented and nonprofit driven, and all the, that's how it started, Bayview, right? Because somebody gave quite a bit of money.
Yep, the owners, the founders of Goosefoot renovated the Bayview Cash Store, which is a historic building from 1924. And we basically added a second floor to make it more of a community property. And it was really meant to be a place for the community to gather, and which it still does to this day with music and art shows. It's a beautiful campus to explore as well. We've got landscaped paths, lots of picnic tables, a great place for families to come to.
And you have to explore because you will not know how big it really is or where what's in there. Because it looks just like a little white schoolhouse when you drive by it. You know, you might just pass it if you go towards Langley. But there's a hall.
Bayview Community Hall. Yep, it's a very historic corner, actually. We've got Bayview Community Hall, which was built by and for the community. The community actually owns Bayview Community Hall, the board of directors. We've got the Bayview School, which I'm sitting in right now, which is our office. And these were all from the early 1920s, along with the Bayview Cash Store. So it really is a historic corner.
It's a beautiful building inside, too. And then things shut down. And I was in there when it was totally empty, which was so weird. But things are coming back. And we have the farmer's market now.
Yes. Oh, farmer's market is amazing. We love that institution here. That's been here at Bayview Corner for 25, 30 years.
And we had it last year, but the year before we didn't. And yeah. It's very big. I mean, because we get a lot of tourists coming in. And so that's when I don't go to it. I usually go to the farm stands, like Nathaniel and all those guys.
Yeah.
And then what are other events that go on?
Oh, sure. We have the summer street dances that are starting on June 15th, and they are really family friendly. We decided when we first started doing these street dances 11 years ago that they were going to be free and non-commercial, meaning that families can come there and you're not bombarded with people selling gigaws, you know, and junk and stuff like that. The only thing to do is explore and dance and meet new people. I've made close friendships from working and being at the street dances. We've had relationships start, probably some relationships end after a street dance.
I had one of those end. Some guy was twirling me around, twirling. And I was like, okay. But then he wanted to date. And I was like, I don't date. They don't understand. Yeah. So it was a quick interaction. But it was the band Pete.
Pete, oh, one of my favorites. Oh, of course, they're all my favorites. they're all my favorites. We have a great, and I mean, the musicians here on Whidbey Island are absolutely amazing. I always like to say, if probably similar for Kameno, you know, if there's a group of four people and you throw a rock in the, you're either going to hit a musician, an artist, or an actor.
Or a nonprofit person.
yes, exactly. Or one of our, right, over how many, over 150 nonprofits on Whidbey Island. We like to take care of each other here. We really do. But, you know, the street dances are, we get people there that are from 4 years old to 84. I'm serious, you know, and it's a way that after all these years of watching families come together there, it's really a way for parents to have fun with their kids in more of an adult setting, you know, and the kids kind of feel like they can have some adult fun. Now get your heads out of the gutter, you know.
I started with the Everett Waterfront Concert Series. Okay, I was like the first one on the dance floor with my kids. It's still going. I think it even went, I went last year through COVID, it still went, but La Connor Live, let's see, Mount Vernon Riverwalk, Snohomish, I started a music festival. It's all about art, music, and community, and getting my kids up, no matter what age, and twirling them around. I have I'm on people's websites for twirling little kids, but it's a joy, right? It's like a wedding, you know, 2 hours long, people have a great time, and they go home.
Oh, it is. Yeah, absolutely. The magic. It's like unicorn magic at street dances here. It really is. Both and visitors, you know, and locals alike are certainly welcome.
And ours is Wednesday, which is a great, because that's a little bit more locals, because Wednesdays and Thursday, well, Tuesday, Wednesday might be the slowest on the island, which I love how the island's doing things on Wednesdays. And I know why. So the locals can get in.
Exactly. That's a great point. That's a really good point. And you'll be home, you know, it's 6 to 8 p.m. The bands usually play a little longer, and you're home, you know, you're home in time to put your kids to bed and
exercise.
Yeah.
It's like
exactly.
Zumba. Then the first band is June 15th, and it's Nathaniel Talbot. He's been played on the show quite a bit.
Daniel Talbot Trio. Yeah, I just heard him, in fact, at Bailey's Corner the other night on Wednesday, and he was fabulous. So it's I encourage everyone to get over here to Whidbey Island on June 15th.
And I was jealous because I saw your post and I was like, I wanted to go, but the weather wasn't so. I talked myself out of it. That's the Dina I do not like. And when I saw you saying how happy you were, that's me pre whatever. So I was like, you're inspiring me because come on, it's right down the road. Bailey's Corner. We did trivia night, me and the Whidbey Island guys, the distillery. Oh, it was so much fun. So much fun. It was my first time out with a group, you know, since everything happened. So it was really exciting. It's a great place to go. Music's back. Trivia night. They have money goes to the nonprofits again. So Bailey's Corner in Clinton. And Bayview Cash Store also is having an art show.
Yes. Yeah. We have a rotating art shows. About every 6 weeks, we have new art shows. And I'm the curator for those. So those are curated shows. And opening today is our annual high school student art show. So it's art by high school students on Whidbey Island. And it's an amazing show. Some of the artwork was done during COVID. And most of the artwork is covering some pretty heavy issues. It's called Art That Matters. And there's going to be a performance. We have not set it up yet, but there's going to be a dance performance by two of the students that are going to be part of the art show. And anyone can sign up to be on our mailing list by going to www.goosefoot.org. And you can find out all about what's happening here.
And I've mentored kids in Snohomish. I've mentored kids on Kamano. That's kind of where I met Sammy. Working through tourism, and plus she was working with the high schoolers, and I was working with FBLA in Stanwood. I mentored the kids in the Visitor Information Center, but I came to hopefully mentor some kids, you know, on the island before all this, you know, we couldn't talk to strangers type thing. So I was upstairs doing little chakra readings with families and even the Shakespeare lady.
Oh, that's terrific. Oh my gosh. That's another fun shop we have here at the Cash Store is the Island Shakespeare Festival, which is another reason to come to Whidbey Island every summer. They have three shows and repertory over the summer. And they have a gift shop here for the Island Shakespeare Festival. So that's a lot of fun to bop into as well if you're a Shakespeare fan. Or if you're not a Shakespeare fan, they have other artisan gifts there that are available too.
And art, music, and community, that's Bayview Cash Store for sure. And so we have Farmers Market on Saturdays. It starts at 10.
Every Saturday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And there's music there as well. And I believe they have kids' activities. I know they're very, the vendors there, you know, are very used to having families and kids wander through. We also, which might be a bit unusual, but Mardi Gras is a big Goosefoot. I'd like to say Goosefoot's brought Mardi Gras to Bayview Corner or to South Whidbey Island. I'm actually a big New Orleans and Mardi Gras fan. So when I was in New Orleans for Mardi Gras, I said, well, we've got to bring this. We've got to bring this to Bayview Corner. And that is also very family friendly as well. And we have kids come to the Mardi Gras ball, and we have a costume contest that has a kids costume part of it as well.
And that's what I interviewed Sandy. She was wearing all of her gig or her whatever you call that, where she's got beads on and everything.
Right. Yeah. Oh, that's right. That was our last event. That was our last event before the big shutdown happened. That's right. Yep. We had the Mardi Gras party.
She was on with Muscle Fest, and you know that was the last on the island that went down was Muscle Fest in Coopville. So, right. Yeah, I'm just having I feel in the last couple of weeks, I feel after I got the room to do my class upstairs at Bayview, that's when my world started opening up again. You know, yeah, I felt like my blinds were drawn. And then all of a sudden they started opening up slowly by going over there, getting the room upstairs to do the class. You know, Sonia and I have still been doing, she does her acupuncture. They've been open this whole time. God bless them. And so the healing suites are still there. Yoga studio reopened. Tap room still going. Everybody struggled as a restaurant. That's for darn sure.
Yeah, yeah. We when you'd mentioned earlier about Goosefoot helping tenants, we actually did do rent reductions, very serious, helpful rent reductions for our tenants, because that's important. You know, that's something that we can do. And when you think about it, it's a lot better to have a building that's full than empty. I mean, it just didn't make sense to not help our tenants financially.
And that's community. And that's what I love, because I know it did help Sonia and the Healing Suites. And like the Big W, they thanked you. You know, they're moved on, but they a big thank you, because how many businesses went under because they didn't get that support? And I also, when I got to the island, Sammy was giving classes on Instagram, Facebook, which she's still doing. Mm-hmm. You support the businesses so they can thrive.
Yes, we actually, now this is not a family event unless, you know, someone brings their kids to it, but we're having a business mixer next week. So we're going to bring back, that's the one thing that's really been missing from the free business workshops that we've been doing since the pandemic, is they haven't been in person. So we're having a business networking mixer on the 24th, May 24th at 6 p.m. And we're going to have a fun improv game. And as I like to say, it'll be hopefully one of the most unique business networking events people have ever come to, or your money back.
Because it's free.
And, you know, it's a free event, right? It's Goosefoot is all about not charging people to have fun.
So you got to go on Bayview, because it's kind of confusing, because there's Langley and Bayview. Now, Bayview says Langley as an address.
Right. Bayview is historically, you know, has just been called Bayview since the early 1920s or even before that. But we are part of Langley, unincorporated Langley, which stretches along, takes up a lot of area.
So you basically go on the Mukilteo Ferry, or you can do Deception. But if you're doing Mukilteo Ferry, you're going to drive about 5 minutes, maybe seven. You're going to see a grocery store with a goose. And you're like, oh, that's weird. Okay. Yeah, but as soon as you see the goose, you know to take a right. And then you will see the white buildings. And that is Bayview. And I will be there teaching May 21st. It'll be a 1 to 4. I don't even remember anymore. I'm just so glad to be there. No, it's 1:30 to 4:30. I'm so psyched. I can't wait to be there. And again, we still have the office. So I do my Reiki and healing work. But I'm just thrilled to be on the dance floor, you know, with Nathaniel. The Pete band will be back. And
we have also marimba. Rubitano Marimba is playing as well. And that's an annual band. And they always have a guest or two artists from Zimbabwe that play with them. So that's really exciting.
And I got to see Jamie Cribbs. She was like a woman I've been following forever. She was last year. So yeah, music, art, and community. That's South Langley. South would be.
That's pretty much describes a big part of what we do. Big part of what we do.
And how can they see what's going on? What, Facebook, Instagram?
Facebook, yep. You can find us on Facebook. Both Bayview Corner has a Facebook page, and Goosefoot has a Facebook page. Or sign up for our mailing list, again, at goosefoot.org.
And that's a good one to sign up, because they remind you what's going on, and the music lineup just came out.
Yeah, exactly. We send a lot of reminders of the fun things that we're doing. We have, you know, like I said, the art shows switch up every 6 weeks. We have another show, more of a youth oriented show under high school age. It's going to be an art show by the Youth of Color Collective that's here that works out of another nonprofit organization called Readiness to Learn. So they're going to be doing an art show here as well.
Well, I'm just ready to get this party started. Okay. Oh. And you and I will be dancing on the dance floor together. I already see it.
Well, absolutely. Save your first dance for me,
Woo!
Dina.
All right, Marian. See you June 15th.
Time.
If not before Bailey's Corner, I'll see you then. But yeah. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
You're listening to Lift Your Spirits. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Mm-hmm.
Thinking about getting away for a day or an overnight stay? Pristine Pacific Northwest Island beauty is closer and more affordable than you may think. From unspoiled hills to uncrowded Puget Sound shoreline, from wildlife and stately evergreen forests to bald eagles and blue herons, Whidbey and Camano Islands have it all. They're both located in Puget Sound and are an easy drive from either Seattle or Vancouver, BC. Both islands are accessible by bridge, and each island is a wonder of nature and scenic beauty to be enjoyed by the entire family. To visit this classic Pacific Northwest experience, visit WhidbeyCamanoIslands.com or like them on Facebook to see all they have to offer. You'll discover that island time is just a short drive away and can be affordably yours this weekend. Whidbey and Camano Islands, the shortest distance to far away.
The BEPC Expo is back. It's the largest metaphysical fair in Washington, and now gathering for two full days. They're bigger and better than ever, with three times the speakers, more than 100 readers, healers, and spiritual product vendors, delicious food trucks, great community, so much more. Here's the place to pick up your favorite gems, receive intuitive advice, experience alternative healing, and find new clothing, jewelry, and handmade items sourced locally and globally. Mark your calendars May 21st and 22nd for the BEPC Expo at Kent Commons, 4th and James in Kent. Free admission and parking. There will be prizes given away all day. Join them Saturday 9 to 6 and Sunday 10 to 5. Again, that's May 21st and 22nd. For more details, visit bepcweb.org. That's bepcweb.org.
Lift your spirits with us every Friday at 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. on 1150 a.m. KKNW Seattle. We will be introducing you to fascinating people, fun places to visit, and activities are guaranteed to lift your spirits. Miss a show? No worries, you can visit 1150kknw.com and click on our archive page or like Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie on Facebook for upcoming guests and events. To contact me, Dina Marie, visit dina-marie.com. Thank you so much for listening.
Exploring new territory every day. This is Alternative Talk 1150.
Thank you for joining us this morning. We just went to Whidbey Camano Islands. You can go to WhidbeyCamanoIslands.com, check out what they got going on, or go Whidbey Camano. That's Instagram, and I believe their Facebook page, because I used to work for them. Gosh, I've done a lot of jobs.
You have, actually. Quite the resume.
The other day at work, said I was a boxer. He goes, I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt it, Dina. You've done
Wait,
everything.
boxer, like fighter boxer, yeah. Or boxer, like putting boxes together?
I was
together?
A boxer.
Oh, okay.
I beat up guys, because no girl would fight me. It was a lot of fun.
Sure.
Jeez. All right, so what do I have going on? I like it that Anthony Mana calls me a celestial artist. So I'm an artist too, mm-hmm. right? The Art of Healing. And I'll be at Bayview Cash Store May 21st, 1:30 to 4:30 in that beautiful building upstairs, teaching my class. And I also will be doing one, because I'm running out of space, Linwood, in my new office, June 4th, 12 to 3 p.m. And what I'm doing is bringing, and I can tell you guys what I'm doing. I'm doing your chakras. We'll find out what's blocked. We'll take some tests. We'll figure out what energy systems are you struggling with. And it could be over a lifetime. The thing that maybe your throat chakra's closed, you don't know how to express yourself, broken heart, things like that. We'll figure that out. And then we'll do your numerology and your astrology, which I just did Benny's. And he's in a good position to move.
Yep. Kind of doing that as we speak.
So he's in a 2 year.
Uh-huh.
Endings is like 9 and 1, and now he's 2. He's in a healthy relationship, and he's moving forward. If he was in a 5, I'd be like, I don't know what's going on.
You have to postpone that.
We'd find a way to do it. But, you know, yeah. Numerology kind of says where mm-hmm. you're at. And in past lives, I could see, I feel like he was a money changer in a church, and he was basically very good with money.
A money changer in a church.
I don't know if that's what you call it, but you count the coins. It's on the tarot
like a
cards.
Treasurer, an organizer,
a
some
treasurer.
Sort. Okay, treasurer. Let's go with treasurer.
Yeah, you knew what was okay. going on.
All right.
So, and then this would be your this lifetime is to get your feet wet with relationships, which you have two boys, and it's pretty exciting. And a Capricorn's really usually good with money and very solid and a good producer. So here he is. So we'll do the numerology, astrology, who's the Capricorn, but we also have your whole chart. But we're just going to get a little picture of who you are on a piece of paper, and then I'll do a little intuitive hunch of what I think you may have been in a past life. You just never know. It's pretty interesting because you'll find out something about yourself that's new, and it'll give you a little bit more insight on yourself and why you behave the way you do. So when I work with Anthony Manna and I do his reading and his numerology and astrology, he's like, my wife was always so mad at me, but what you're saying is I'm a Leo and I need to be up on stage and I like to perform. So he'd get in trouble because he was always like the life of the party. But that's who he is, you know. And so if she would have known that, they might have had a healthier relationship. So that's just one a way of doing it. But the class is free. If you would like to go, you can go to dina-marie.com. Reach out to me, dina@dina-marie.com, or message me on Facebook. That's a good way to get through to me, friend me. Let's see. We got me doing Reiki readings and retreats on Woodby Island. It's a four-hour retreat. I have someone coming out on Thursday, and we're going to stay at the Saratoga Inn, and we're going to have an overnight retreat. But I'll take you for 4 hours. We do the labyrinth, the reading, the Reiki, and we walk in the beautiful woods. The island is just gorgeous, and I take you to my favorite beach, which I will not mention on air. And we might see whales because they're out there. And I'm also doing my Zoom. The Zoom I'm still doing with Anthony Mann. I'll be doing that after the hours over here. And we have a YouTube, Anthony L. Manna YouTube, or you can go to dina-marie.com, or you can go to, let's see, Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie, and I post it on there. Every week we talk about my book, Our Energy Matters, and we lift our spirits. Today we're going to talk about crystals. Last week we had a chakra reading and what it entails. So if you want to get a Reiki session with me, come out for a reading, we'll go to the beach and do that, or the retreat, you know where to get me, Dina. Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie or dina-marie.com. Well, thank you, Benny.
Thank you, Dina.
We're going to end the show with Kevin Kinnaker's home that he played in the studio. That's here, great. August 2019. Come back next week for more people, place, and activities that will lift your spirits.